This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Happy to have you here with us on this beautiful sunny morning. I know the wind, somehow, somewhere in the last couple of years, Central Illinois turned into like West Texas. I can't figure it out. I mean, it's not normal, right?
No, never normal.
I mean, it's just been a lot.
It has.
If you watch the Masters the first couple of days, this is the kind of wind, you know, they had there at Augusta, which is just brutal. But golfers that grew up playing golf in Texas know how to play in that.
They do.
Because it's a constant. And it hasn't always been a constant. And so yesterday, my allergies are like on overdrive for a couple of reasons. One, they're finally doing construction on 121, and there's just like concrete asphalt dust everywhere. And you throw in 40 mile an hour winds with that, and it's like, yeah, we're closing the windows, turning the air on.
Oh, you turned the air on?
It was 79 degrees.
Yeah. I won't do it.
Okay, well, you go.
I'm a week into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I like it just right.
No, it's not to me, like, I feel that way more about turning the heat on, you know, like giving in to, like, you know, winter than I do embracing warmer weather. But I hear you. No, it was just too much. I mean, dust, yeah. Stuff. We'll tell you how you can take care of that with Peerless a little bit later this morning.
I think every major artery coming into Decatur is down to one lane right now. I mean, 51, 121 out by where you're at.
121 is so overdue. Yeah. I'm happy for it. I drive in this morning through that because there's not a lot of traffic when I'm out in the morning. But I go home the long way around through South Shores and around because it is, you're right, one lane. But that's good.
It is. Progress is good. Construction is good. But it's right during the summer thick of it. So
yeah, but people are working. I mean, there's no downside to that other than maybe a little time delay.
Exactly.
And we live in Decatur. You can be anywhere and not much time at all. So I'm happy about it. All right. So how did Rolling Back Time go last weekend?
It went really good. We had a great attendance on Saturday and Sunday. Friday was a little light, being Friday night. But you have another opportunity this weekend to come out, which will be our last Rolling Back Time session for the foreseeable future. So you can come out on Friday night. Last chance for a while. So on the 19th, you'll be able to come out on Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, you'll be able to come out from noon to 8 p.m. and then on Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. And again, it's 6 hours for 1 hour skating, $3 skate rental. And it's just a great time to come out, roll around under the mirror ball and lights and have a great time kind of reliving some of those fond memories folks have of ice skating.
And you have music, right?
We do. Music. There'll be lights going on as well as the mirror ball. You'll be able to get cinnamon sugar mini donuts. We've got concessions.
But Saturday, you get the food truck frenzy, right?
We do. So we've teamed up with United Way, so we're going to have both events in Fairview Park at the same time.
Yeah, man, a whole day of it.
Yeah, you'll be able to feed off of each other. So I think United Way was up to 9 or 10, maybe a little few.
I heard the list. It's pretty impressive. There's just a little bit of something for everyone.
Yes. Yeah, Debbie reached out about a month ago and said, can we partner on this? And so we are. So both events will be happening at Fairview Park. So you could easily come out, spend 4 to 6 hours in Fairview Park with your family that day, get some great food truck food, and then come out and do some roller skating. Or roller skate first, then get some food.
Yeah. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer there. I think that's good either way. Yep. All right, so final weekend. Doesn't mean there won't be more, but just on the calendar right now.
Yeah, as we head into summer with pavilion rentals and other staffing, you know, the staff having other responsibilities, it's just not practical for us to probably offer this during the summer. We'll see about fall, but then definitely looks like next February we'll be bringing it back as well. So.
All right. The Devon Amphitheater doesn't open for a little while, but that doesn't mean there's not events that are coming up at the venue. So, I mean, literally, May 4th is right around the corner.
It is. So our arts group has typically used the Devon in early May for dance recital and whatnot going on. This year, they've added a new event as part of our 100th anniversary called the Arts Jamboree. So on Saturday, May 4th, from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Devon, you'll be able to come out and unleash your creative side as you create bubble paint canvases.
All right, now, let's back up here a second. So this is not the arts department putting on an event for parents and kids. This is open to the public for people to come out and participate in arts.
Correct, yeah. Our arts department is putting it on, but it is for everyone in the community, okay. So not just for our arts kids. So.
And is this a day that's requires a ticket?
So this is free as you come out for the Arts Jamboree, and then that evening we've got a fundraiser event that we'll get to here in a few minutes.
But to come out on May 4th from 12 to 5, you just come on in to the Devon, and you get a do all kinds of different
things. All kinds of activities from, again, painting bubble paint canvases. You get to paint pots, rock painting, make friendship bracelets. You get the sidewalk chalk, the inside of the Devon. There'll be a community arts project that they're pulling together to be announced soon. And then there'll be performances by our Decatur Park District dancers, our Greater Decatur Chorale, and our special needs choir, Heart and Soul. On top of that, our arts department has partnered with our horticultural department that I mentioned you'll be able to paint pots. Well, then you can buy a plant to put in your pot at the plant sale there at the Devon. It's going to happen at the same time. So if you love visual arts.
Put your painted rocks in there, too.
Exactly. You love the visual arts or the performing arts, you come out, again, for a free day of artistic enjoyment for the Arts Jamboree on Saturday, May 4th.
Okay, so that is 12 to 5.
12 to 5.
At the Devon.
At the Devon.
Yep. All right, and then what is the fundraiser that night to support the arts?
Yeah, so that's the Backstage Bash, and that'll be an adult-driven evening, which will have an open bar and a delicious dinner, live and silent auction items, and a performance from Silver Lake Band. Cocktails will begin at 6 o'clock with live music from 7 to 9, and again, this is just another great fundraiser for our art staff. We have over 400 kids in our dance programs now. We just got through our Perform or Bows program with Wizard of Oz that had 140 kids participating in it, so the arts is just blowing it off the door in my opinion. So come out and support the arts with that event for Backstage Bash.
And how much are tickets for that?
Tickets for that is $25.
Okay. And there's, what you said, the Silver Lake Band?
Silver Lake Band. Dustin Bradshaw, our new Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater manager, he has agreed that his band's going to perform for free at that event. So he wants to support the arts as well and kind of give the Devon kind of a kickstart for the season. And it allows us to test out some systems, things like that as well. But it's really driven to be a support arts program that night.
Okay. And can I buy tickets for this like online, just like everything else?
Yep. You can go to decatur-parks.org or call the park office and they'll take care of you.
Okay, I'm there at the website just looking at that, and I also just saw Playing 5 to 9, which is the ladies' golf outing, which is coming up May 9th.
Yep, that's coming up a week later on May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. That'll be at Overlook Adventure Park, and this is really a ladies' pampering event. So, you know, we talk about golf outings all the time. Let's go out and do the golf outings at Hickory Point or Red Tail. Well, this will be an opportunity for the ladies to get together with their friends and play a simple 18 holes of mini golf with a twist. There'll be fun perks along the course with different surprises and whatnot, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes. So once you're done with the course and done doing your golf outing, you get to have a photo shoot with your friends, relax with a chair massage, make friendship bracelets. There'll be vendors like Lululemon.
That's the second time we've got the friendship bracelets. Is this a big thing now still today?
Huge thing. Huge thing. My
daughter made a friendship bracelet, Nick?
No, that's a Taylor Swift thing.
That's the stuff she owns is, you know, that's a whole different stratosphere, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, if you like the friendship bracelets, they also have hair tinsel. I don't know what that is, but it's a girl thing and they love it. So, and then permanent bracelets and more will be available for purchase. So, on top of that, you'll leave with a bag full of goodies, including a latte for later and breakfast for the next morning. And the men of the Decatur Park District will be serving all the ladies at this event. So, be a neat opportunity for us to give back to our great ladies who work at the Park District. So tickets again for that are just $25 per person. They can be purchased online at decatur-parks.org or by calling the park office as well. So that'll be a fun new event as part of our 100th anniversary for the ladies in our community.
All right. Are those guys like shirtless and wearing bow ties? I mean, it's got like full-on Chippendales feel to it here.
You will not see me shirtless and with a bow tie at all. But I will be definitely walking around with a tray of appetizers and welcoming people, and we're just going to have fun with it.
So. All right.
And then finally,
hang on. We got stuff. We got it. You gotta let it breathe a little bit.
What else? Go ahead, Brian.
I'm just.
This is your show.
No, you can only read so much. We gotta like let you know.
You got me. I've got questions.
We don't. We've got plenty of time.
What are your questions, sir?
Who comes up with these ideas? You know, when you're sitting there planning, like just for a regular year. But I know this is your 100th year, so there's a little extra. Who's coming up with these events?
Yeah, we get our team together. We've got a very
and who's the team?
The team is everybody at the Park District. We often send out announcements of, hey, for our 100th anniversary, we're brainstorming a number of events to celebrate our 100th anniversary. Who wants to be involved in that? And usually there'll be 25% of our workforce, and that's about 25 people, will respond back, say, hey, I want to be part of it. And so I think the Ladies 5 to 9 was a combination of foundation, marketing, arts, all kinds of different ladies from the Park District coming together to help pull this event together. So, but each event, we've got a separate group that's helping pull the boat races together. We've got a separate group that's working on the Wings and Wheels event, which will be kind of our capstone for the summer event in August.
And what is that?
So that's going to be out to Decatur Airport, where we're going to have static airplane displays. Tim Wright's working on getting lots of large military aircraft and things like that out there. We've partnered with Ripple Motorsports to move their car show out to the airport that day on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're putting together an antique tractor and motorcycle show as well on Sunday. And then in the evening, on both Saturday and Sunday, there will be a drone show, a fireworks show, and what we call the Wall of Fire, capping off the end of the show. That'll be just a spectacle to see out at the Decatur
Love
Airport.
It. So, yep. See, you know, we've got a lot of car shows. You know, got the coffee and cars going on the weekends, but I don't know that I've ever been to an airplane and car show.
Yeah.
I like the static displays whenever you do a big airport event. Those are fun.
Yeah. And everybody likes fireworks and boom booms and things like that. So it'll be the first time we've had a drone show near our community. So we're working with a vendor to, and if you don't know what a drone show is, the best thing to do is go online to YouTube and look up, say, fantasy drone shows. And it'll show you kind of what they can do in the sky.
And now, how big will this drone show be?
It'll be about 22 minutes long, along with fireworks before and afterwards. And then again, the Wall of Fire. So it'll be about the time of a July 4th fireworks celebration.
I'm just curious. Like, I know when you say fireworks, I kind of, you can give me a dollar amount and I kind of understand exactly what we're talking about. With the drone show, I don't have any idea.
So we'll have fireworks to kick off the show while the drones take off and launch in the air, and then they're going to do different patterns.
How many different drones do you think?
I think this one will have close to 200 drones flying at one time.
Nick, does that sound like about right?
That's good.
Yeah.
So trying to get some sponsors, and you know, the more sponsors we bring in, that would, you know, we might be able to increase that number of drones. And it's just the level of detail you get just goes up as the more drones you add.
Yeah.
But a lot of the drone show will be focused around the Park District with different elements, and you know, golfers swinging, hitting a golf ball, and music notes and things like that, along with our logos of different facilities and whatnot. But then some dragons and morphing things. It's going to be really cool to see. So again, our staff have put that together. We put together a team of about 10 folks and said, here, we want you to design that show, and gave them free rein to determine what was going to be in the sky that night.
All right, fantastic. Now, boat race planning. June 8th and 9th, I know it feels like we got a little bit of time, but, you know, as I said, May's almost around the corner. What does it look like so far?
Yeah, it's coming up very quick. So on Saturday, June 8th and 9th, we will have the APBA, which is the American Powerboat Association, inboard Eastern Division 2004 race here in Decatur. And that's on June 8th and 9th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And what's neat about this is that before we've even had one boat race back here this year, we've already been accepted as the bid for the 2024 Eastern Divisional title races. So, again, boaters remember coming to Decatur from 20 years ago. And so they are excited to come back and race on our lake. They love our lake. They love the shape of it. They love the conditions of it. So we've got over 60 teams already registered. Everywhere, California, Washington, Michigan, all across the U.S., even Canada, are coming to Decatur for the return of the inboard races. We're going to have a lot of announcements going out about this because it's going to cause some traffic congestion over near Nelson Park. We are closing Lakeshore Drive down for the event from Lost Bridge Road all the way to Cantrell, and so we'll be putting out lots of information about that.
And is that closed for spectators?
Yes, we'll have a couple vendors up there in terms of Pepsi, beer, food, and then spectators is the main thing. We want folks to have the best view of the race as possible. I'll let you in on a little secret for those of you listening today. The area down by the Devon is probably going to be the best viewing point. The second best viewing point is going to be up on Lakeshore Drive, and you get to see the pit area with all the boats going in and out of the water and a crane, you know, choreography going back and forth. But we'll have lots of announcements when it comes to Lakeshore Drive, when it comes to the boat ramps, and we're partnering with the city on this to try to get bulk of information out to people and not, you know, just hit constantly with different updates, but try to get a lot of information out to everyone a couple times before the race so everybody understands what's going on that day. Your own radio station, New Off, is going to be broadcasting the race live as well, so folks will be able to listen throughout the community. If they're not down at the lake, they'll be able to listen live. Who's calling it?
Yeah.
They've got a couple radio announcers. I believe they're trying to get Miles Copeland back from Springfield, who used to do the announcing
for years. Yeah.
And then I think your own Shiler's for Newhoff to kind of back them up with different segments and whatnot. So
Shiloh's calling the races.
She's not calling the races, but she's going to do some filler time and things like that, and some interviews with folks, I think. So,
okay. Yeah. So, all right.
But to have 60 boats already, and
that's still great.
A month and a half out is great.
You better get rid of this Texas wind.
Yeah, hotel rooms are filling up quickly. I know there's some folks already having to stay in Springfield and Champaign because every racer brings a team of five to 20 people with them, depending. So it's going to be good for Decatur.
They used to bring a lot of campers and stuff too. Are you going to be running into that?
Yeah,
as well?
We are having some of those coming in.
Yeah.
We don't know how many yet, but we know there'll probably be at least a half dozen campers that'll be down there all night. And if they race Saturday and they say have a crash or have a mechanical malfunction, they will do their best to work all night long to rebuild
right.
and be ready to race for Sunday.
I just didn't know like power and stuff, like how different Nelson Park is today versus 20 years ago.
No, we actually have more capabilities.
Yeah, that's what I think so. Yeah.
And so even with the Devon, with having the additional food truck hookups down there, we also have three Devon shows that Thursday, Friday, Saturday as well. So we're trying to get the food truck folks who are going to be down servicing the Devon to be open during the day as well, because again, sticking my finger up in the air and kind of pointing, I don't know how many folks we're going to have attend the boat races. It could be, I've heard 5,000 people. I've heard other races in the surrounding community say they get up to 15,000 people.
I think it probably all depends on the weather.
Totally depends on the weather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you got to plan for the crowds, and you never want to underplan. So
no.
Plan big.
You just pray that you don't have this wind, because there's nothing worse than standing down there with an 80-degree sunny day and not being able to go in the water.
You know, I'll give some credit to the group that brought the races here. I think they talked to some meteorologists and had them do some analyticals on the lake. They've actually shifted the course down a little bit further towards the east from what the setup used to be, in hopes that we can kind of avoid that wind tunnel that happens from basically from South Shores to our administrative office. Is really there's a wind tunnel right through there. So hoping to get more in a tree line and push the race a little east to make sure that we are racing that day.
All right. Well, that's a lot to take in.
And one more thing, if I could.
Yes.
We announced earlier this week or late last week that we are accepting 15-year-olds for lifeguard positions at Splash Cove. So we're up to about 65 guards right now. We'd really like to hit 80. So if you have a 15-year-old in your household or a grandchild who might be looking for a job, please tell them to reach out and fill out an application on the Park District website. If they're nervous about that application, they can always give us a call at the park office. We'll be happy to step them through it and get them through that process. But kind of the first time we're extending it in droves to 15-year-olds to come be lifeguards at Splash Cove.
All righty. Clay, we appreciate it. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Clay Gerhardt, the Executive Director of the Decatur Park District.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.